There are no South African picker balloons in the air at the moment. In the last program broadcast on 31 May, I mentioned that we need to start using the VHF and above bands for more than just FM repeater operations. There is so much more that can be done on these frequencies, including digital modes. I also mentioned that packet radio and BBS are making a comeback for use with emergency communications. During the recent flooding in the Western Cape, Michael ZS1 Mike Juliet Tango, our Western Cape Hamnet Provincial Director, was requested to deploy to Ceres and provide updates. There was no cellular communications at the time, and Michael successfully used APRS to send short messages via the VHF APRS RF network that they have in the Western Cape. For a reasonably comprehensive list of VHF and UHF radios that can be used to experiment with data, go to the link www.zeroretries.org/p/0-retries-guide-2-VHF-UHF-radios. Yeah, Steve Traw, November 8, Golf November Juliet, has a wealth of information that can assist you getting digital modes up and running on VHF and UHF radios. You will have heard the report from the Hamnet National Coordinators meeting held last weekend on the Hamnet Bulletin. During the discussions at the NATCO meeting, there were various times when we heard our members cannot do digital modes as their radios are old and they cannot afford new radios. But our younger, enthusiastic NATCO members confirmed that you do not need a modern radio, and they have even worked digital modes on a Kenwood TS-120V, which is a very old radio from the 1980s. There are also many modern QRP kit radios that work fantastically with the digital modes, and there are stations that are permanently on the air running digital modes on a QRP radio with an output of 500 milliwatts, and the cost of the radio is less than 2,500 rand. My words to the team were, do not limit yourselves to what we play with today. There is so much development happening at the moment, and we need to explore and investigate and even contribute where possible. This is what the hobby is all about. We radio amateurs are our own worst enemies in that we limit ourselves to what we think we know and do not want to move beyond our comfort zones to explore, experiment with, and learn new technologies. All of us are plagued by noise. We all know that some of us have up to S9 noise at home, and it cannot all be blamed on solar systems or the neighbor's electric fence. In our homes, most of the small charging devices that we use every day and the LED lights that we install are noise generators. The SARL has a noise monitoring project that has drawn very little interest. We have also at one point looked at starting a database of known noise-free devices that is available for amateurs to reference. Unfortunately, it may be a problem if we start naming and blaming the bad products. The IARU is also sponsoring a project that has been developed by DARC in Germany called ENAMS2, which is already the second version of a very successful project. ENAMS is also being used in the US and in New Zealand. Yesterday I found a link to a GitHub site where Nicholas Johnson, November 6 Oscar Lima, has a Powerline QRM system that he has developed. A very useful tool indeed. Nicholas describes his tool as a tool for ham radio operators to continuously monitor, log, and publish measurements of power line interference, or QRM. It records audio from a radio receiver, detects the characteristic pulse train signature of power line noise, and produces time series plots and time of day probability charts that are automatically uploaded to a web server. useful for documenting interference patterns when working with a power company to locate and fix a problem source, or simply for understanding when the noise is worst. Take a look at github.com/spatula75/November6OscarLima-powerline-QRM-monitor. I read quite a lot of amateur radio publications, and I'm always discovering new ones. This week I want to share with you a website that has a living list of in-production print and digital magazines related to amateur radio from around the world. The website is maintained by Michael, Kilo 3 Lima Oscar Echo, and can be found at code.berg.org/Kilo3Lima Oscar Echo/amateur_radio_magazines/src/branch/main/list.md. Well, that is all for this week. All the links mentioned here are in the text version of the program, which is on the www.amsat.org.za website. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.